smotp.xxx. The home of directed erotic visualization. I'm going to talk just a little about vampires. And then I'm going to take you on a journey. Vampires are misunderstood. They're very powerful. They overwhelm. They take whatever they want, whenever they like it. And if they like you, they'll take you. They'll have you, possess you, own you. But is that such a bad thing? Let's think a little bit about vampires. They need blood. They need blood to live. But they need blood for something else. When a vampire desires you, he has the need, the want, but he needs a little something extra. He needs you to give him what he needs so that he can give you what you need. He'll take a little of your blood, and with that blood, he'll get hard, very hard and thick, just so he can fuck you. Because when he fucks you and you come for him, your blood tastes sweeter. The harder you come, the more often you orgasm, the more he desires your blood, and the harder he works to make you climax. So it's a win-win. So if you're ready, if you're sure, come with me. I'll take you to a place where the vampires are, and we'll see what happens. I want you to breathe. I want you to breathe very naturally, very normally, something that you do every minute of every hour of every day, but something that you barely notice, something you pay no attention to. But now you are. Now you notice that you're breathing in and out. Now you're becoming aware that when you breathe in, it makes you feel good, and that when you breathe out, you feel a little more relaxed, a little more comfortable. When you breathe in, the air refreshes you, makes your body alive. Every breath you take in makes you feel more aware of every sensation. That tingling all through your body gets stronger every breath you take. When you breathe out, it's like you're exhaling all of the tensions and frustrations of the day. When you breathe out, it's like a little grey cloud forms in front of your face and slowly evaporates, taking with it all of the frustrations and difficulties and tensions. And you feel your muscles unwind and relax. And you feel ready. Very, very ready. Every breath you take, you sink a little deeper. You become a little more aware of every sensation. And you become more and more ready and relaxed. So just breathe for me. Breathe in and out, letting your body tingle and relax, letting your mind listen to my voice. Let my words flow into you. Let my words become your reality. Every breath you take, you sink a little deeper into my voice, and my voice takes you on a journey. What I describe, you see. What I speak of, you feel, taste, and experience. So come with me, put your hand in mine, I'll keep you safe, I'll be with you all the time, looking after you. Come with me now, breathe and relax, sink into my voice, feel your body becoming more and more aware. And as I count from 10 to 1, you're going to sink very deep. You're going to go all the way down so that my voice becomes your reality. The things I describe, you see, feel, immerse yourself in. So I will count from 10 to 1 and just silently speak the numbers to yourself and let yourself drift. Let yourself float. Let yourself come all the way down with me. Hold on tight. Feel my fingers entwined in yours. You're safe. It's okay. But let yourself go. The more you let yourself go, the better it will be. 10. Feel yourself floating. You can feel the surface on which you lie against your body, growing a little softer. 9. Feel my voice stroking you like hands all over your skin, touching, making you feel good. 8. The surface under your body grows softer, and you feel as though you're floating on air. 7. Come down with me. Let me guide you down. Down we go. Every sensation I describe, you feel clearly. 6. Down we go. Just let yourself go. Feel my hand in yours. Feel my voice caressing you, touching all of those places that make you feel so good. 5. Your body is starting to just arch a little because my voice is like caresses, like tongues and lips and fingers, pressing, licking, sucking, all of those places that make you feel very good. 4. Down we go. And gradually you feel the room around you fading. 3. Oh, you're feeling so aroused now. You can feel your hips moving. You can feel how wet you're getting. You know it's going to be good. You know it's going to be exciting and a little scary. 2. Almost there. And now you can feel the surface growing harder under you. A little gritty, a little like stone covered in silk. 1. And you find yourself lying on a stone altar in a cool, dark place. It's okay. My hand is still in yours, but you feel something around your wrists. Rope. And you feel your arms spread wide alongside your head. And you notice when you tug at your legs that your ankles have rope around them. And your legs are spread very wide, so wide that you feel open and exposed, vulnerable. And in the dimness, you can hear very little. It's like you're in the middle of a cloud. And it's soft and all-enveloping. You can hear your own heart beating. You can hear your own breathing. And when you tug at your wrists and ankles, you can hear the rope creaking. And when you grind your hips, You can feel the silk slipping on the stone altar beneath your naked skin. And you look along your body, between your legs, into the distance, into that dim gloom. And gradually you can see two glowing points of light close together. And you can hear something else breathing. And those glowing points of light are getting closer and closer, and the breathing is getting stronger and deeper. I'm going to count from 3 to 1, and you're going to sink a little deeper. You're going to feel all that I've described and see everything a little more. And you're also going to get more and more aroused, because you know you're going to get fucked. 3. Feel yourself getting more and more aroused. See the eyes that are those glowing points getting closer. 2. Feel your cunt getting wet, ready, slippery. Hear that breathing getting stronger. 1. You can see those glowing eyes right by your feet. And long, slender, cool fingers wrap around your ankles, stroking, touching your skin, making you tremble, making you shudder, making you so excited. And as those fingers slide higher up your legs, touching your skin, squeezing your flesh, as eyes get closer and the face resolves, slender, a little hollow-cheeked, bright red lips, bright, bright teeth. The smile is both exciting and terrifying. A long, cool tongue flicks out between those red, red lips and licks your thigh, sends a shudder and a tremor all through you, and you feel the pressure inside you getting stronger. It's as though the closer he gets, the more aroused you feel. It's like he's radiating lust, desire, want, and it's making you feel as though you want more, that you're ready. You can feel his lips on your skin. You can feel his mouth on your thighs, left and right, tasting, getting closer and closer. And you spread your knees a little wider and push your hips up. You want him to kiss you there, don't you? You want to feel his mouth on your cunt. You want him to start licking. You can see that mouth open wide, those bright, bright, sharp teeth gleaming in the dimness, and those eyes blazing up at yours. And you feel his mouth cover you, sucking you, that long, cool tongue pushing into you, exploring the sharp tip, finding your spot, stroking it. Oh, fuck, that feels good. Oh, you feel so ready. That pressure between your legs is growing. You can feel yourself wanting to bear down and push yourself against his mouth. You can feel yourself ready to come. You're going to come very soon. He's licking you, lapping you. His tongue finds your clit. His teeth are a little sharp on your labia, scraping. Makes you feel so excited, so nervous. And you open your legs just a little more and push your hips up against him. And you feel those long, cool fingers on your hips as he presses his mouth on your clit and sucks, the tip of his tongue flicking, flicking, flicking. You're going to come. He's going to make you come. You're so ready. I'm going to count to 3, and as he sucks you harder and harder and flicks your clit with his tongue, you're going to come really hard. You're going to bear down, he's going to suck your cunt, and you're going to come in his mouth. 3. Feel his tongue inside you, on your clit, in and out. Feel his mouth suckling, suckling. 2. Feel his teeth sharp against your so sweet and tender skin. 1. Come hard, and as you come, feel those sharp teeth slice into your flesh and the blood begin to flow. Come hard as he sucks your cum and drinks your blood. Come hard in his mouth as he sucks your cunt, drinks your cum, and drinks your blood. Come hard for the vampire now. So good, isn't it? Your body's trembling. He's still sucking and licking, drinking, and you feel the skin of his hands a little warmer now. It's as though your sweet juices and sweet blood have filled him up, filled him with energy, filled him with the capacity to fuck you. And as his body, his hard-muscled body, covers yours, you feel his cock hard and thick, lying on your stomach. And his mouth is kissing yours. Tastes so sweet. You can taste your own cum and the metallic bite of blood on your tongue as he kisses you. And his cock pressed hard against your tummy, trapped between his hard stomach and your stomach. And you so want it inside you. You so want him to fuck you. You need him to fuck you. You so, so want to feel full up with that thick, hard, throbbing cock. And as his hips drag his cock down between your legs, the head of it, that smooth, slippery head, drags across your clit and your body arches. You're so ready to come. You're so excited. And when he pushes his cock head just against your lips, you are so ready, you know that when he pushes and penetrates, fills you up, you're going to come really hard. And a count to 3, and you'll feel his cock head just move back a little forward. And when I get to 1, he's going to thrust hard into you. You'll also feel the sharp teeth on your skin at your neck. And when he penetrates you with his cock, those sharp teeth will slice into your neck, and you'll feel the blood, that sweet, warm blood, full of your climax, pour into his mouth as he stretches you, fucks you, fills you up. Feel it now as I count to 3, his cock head moving back and forth, 3, oh, fuck, it feels good, doesn't it? You so want him inside you, you're so ready to come, you know you're going to come, 2, pushes just a fraction deeper, just a tiny, you know what it's going to be like when he fills you up, he's going to stretch you, he's going to fill you so full, 1, feel him thrust hard up into you, feel those sharp teeth slice into the skin of your neck, come hard for him. Come as he fucks you, as his cock pounds in and out, and he drinks your blood. Come hard for him now. Come hard for him now. Feel his thrusts, deep, long. Feel his mouth suckling at your neck. You can feel the blood flowing from you, and you know that your climax has sweetened it, made him desire more, and his cock is even thicker, even harder, filling you, stretching you, stroking inside you, and you push down on it. You spread your legs even wider to take him deeper, fuck him back. Fuck the vampire back as he fucks you even harder and deeper. That's it. You're losing all control. You're becoming his slave. He's taking everything from you, and you're giving him everything. And it's so good. It feels so amazing. Fuck him harder. Fuck him harder. He's going to thrust in you 3 more times, and you're going to come really hard. You're going to squeeze his cock because you want him to come inside you. Feel it now. I'm going to count to 3, and he fucks you hard 3 times, and you're going to come really hard. Feel it now. 3. Oh, fuck, he's filling you. So, so big. 2. You can feel every ridge, every vein as his cock slides in and out. He's still suckling at your neck, and you can feel the blood warm flowing out of you into his mouth. One. Come for him now. Squeeze hard. Arch your back. Pump your hips and come hard for him. Come for him now. Oh, he's even harder. Every time you climax, every time you come, your blood tastes sweeter and he just wants more. He knows that if he fucks you harder, deeper, faster, you'll keep coming for him. And when you come for him, your blood tastes sweeter, and you both start to spiral up and up and up until the pleasure gets too great and the vampire will come inside you. You're going to come 3 more times as he fucks you. You're going to come hard 3 times as he fucks you and fucks you and fucks you harder and harder each time. And every time you come, it's just going to feel more and more intense until when you come the last time, the 3rd time, you'll feel the vampire arch his back, push hard up into you, and gush. You'll feel the vampire ejaculate deep inside you, filling you with energy, filling you with power, and you'll come so hard with him. So hard that it feels like you're almost blacking out. So strong. Feel it now. I'm going to count to 3 each time, and each time I get to 1, you're going to come really hard. And when you get to the 3rd, you both come together, and it will be amazing, like fireworks exploding. Feel it now. 3, 2, 1. Come hard. Come very hard. Oh, fuck, that feels good. You're panting. You're breathing so hard. He's fucking you so fast. 3, 2, 1. Come hard. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. You know this time he's going to come with you. You know this time you'll feel his cock twitch, thrust, jerk inside you, and gush, filling you with his energy, taking you right to the very edge of consciousness. Feel it now. 3. Feel it. 2. Harder. Deeper. 1. Come hard with him. Feel him coming inside you, gushing. Hear him howling, howling as he comes inside you. So fucking good. And as you tremble, as you shudder, as your aftershocks pour through you, you feel the vampire evaporating, fading, disappearing. You've given him so much pleasure, so much. You know he'll be back for more. And you feel amazing. There's an ache inside you where you feel his cock has been. Your stomach muscles feel, oh, so good. You feel like you have been fucked and fucked and fucked. You're going to rest now. When you wake, oh, you're going to feel so, so alive. There'll be some aches, memories, but you'll remember everything that happened. And it will feel amazing. I'm going to count from 3 to 1, and you're just going to relax. You're just going to relax and just let all of this come back to you, and you're going to feel amazing. And you'll be back in your room, back where you were, remembering everything. 3. Come all the way back. 2, all the way back to where you were. 1. Just turn the memories over in your mind, reliving the experience, feeling everything. So good, isn't it? But he'll be back. I know he'll be back. And you'll want him back, won't you? Until next time.